Tonight on TMSPM, yo feet be naked.
What's your pet name?
Trump can't get no satisfaction.
KFC wants you to lick your fingers.
For reals, smoke Imodium every day.
Smoke Imodium every day. App reviews.
Your Twitter questions and more on this episode of The Morning Stream PM.
This is The Morning Stream, but it's not in the morning, it's at night.
TMS PM.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to TMS. This is the PM edition brought to you by patreon.com/TMS. I'm Scott Johnson. That's Brian Ibbett. Hi.
Hello, Scott Johnson.
Hello. How was your 2 hours since we last spoke? 3 hours.
Good. It was very productive. Got a contact form done for one client and also ate some Taco Bell.
I went.
Cinco de Mayo, baby.
You know what sucks about Taco Bell? Yeah, way to celebrate. Here's what sucks about Taco Bell. I'll send you my video so you can see what I'm holding up here.
The Overwatch Cup?
So I got the Overwatch Cup, one of them. Yeah. Here's one. I've got the Tracer one upstairs. Sure. That's Winston hanging out, doing what he
does.
Got
a Soldier 76 in the recycling bin upstairs if you want it.
Oh, really? Okay, well, when you had told, this is the thing, when you had told me that they were kind of garbage,
yeah,
I thought, oh, come on, Brian's being a poo-poo head. Let's go see what these look like for ourselves. And I need to remind myself, always trust Brian when it comes to merchandise of any kind, because these are kind of terrible.
Right. Yeah, I mean, they're the same cups that they normally do for their larges. They're just... they just have Overwatch on them.
And they're poopy, screen printy looking, like kind of garbage.
Yeah, they're not as cool as the, like I said, they're not as cool as the AMPM World of Warcraft cups that came out a couple years ago.
Now, I didn't even notice.
Those are rad, and they need to do a set of those with Overwatch.
Oh, I completely agree. Maybe they will. Maybe we'll get some cool, I mean, whatever. We'll get some great swag out of Blizzard no matter what. But the, these cups, kind of lame, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I'll say that today I decided to go to Cubby's. I've talked about Cubby's before. I may try to get you at Cubby's while you guys are here.
Sure.
But anyway, Cubby's is great. It's the one I told you about where the lights were so bright that they had to turn them down because old people were complaining that they couldn't see when they drive past it.
They had the big Dion sign.
Exactly. It's like flashing. Vegas lights, like little compressed, high-density, little tiny little laser lights, and it just, I guess, some old people didn't like it. So we like it there, though. We go there often, regularly, and we went there today. Kim and I thought, you know what? For the first time in about 2 weeks, she's here when I'm here, and I'm here when she's here. We're going to lunch. We're having a date. So we went on a date today.
Nice.
We went to Cubby's, and here's where it goes south. They get us the food. It's amazing. Great food, as always. They're happy service. Everybody's wonderful there. Can't say enough good things about the place itself.
So far, it sounds really good.
In walks a guy with grayer hair than me, all over him. Because I get a little gray on the beard, is it, really? But he had it all over him. So I'm surmising he's like 52 to 58. He's in that range.
Mm-hmm.
Comes in the shortest of shorts. Not a problem. If you want to have your doodle that close to exposure all day, that's up to you, man.
Where are we talking jean cutoffs or are we talking...
No, like little...
those shiny running pants.
Thank you. That's it. I don't know what you call those. They have a name? I don't know if they have a name. Shiny running pants. That
shiny
works.
Running pants.
Shiny running
pants. Running shorts, I guess. Shiny running shorts.
Little tiny ones that were real small that if I sat in front of him, if he sat down, I would see a man's testicles if
you'd
that happened.
You'd get a sneaky nut punch.
I would absolutely get a sneaky nut punch. So again, fine, whatever. Also, he's wearing a tank top. Also fine, except he's got hair coming out of everything. So back hair, shoulder hair, like hair that's being pushed down by the straps of the shirt so that the rest of it puffs out like the sides of Krusty the Clown's hair. Like it's just stupid, terrible, ugly.
Okay.
And fine. I'll live with that. He's not wearing shoes. He's just in bare feet. And he's been walking around outside in bare feet. Now he's walking in the building bare feet. He's being some aging hipster guy, and he's up there ordering, let me have the beep, 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 and he's ordering all this stuff. And all I can think about is this guy has no shoes on.
Right. Well, that's a rule, like no shirt, no shoes, no service.
Herein lies the question. If your rule is no shirt, no shoes, no service, as most places are, and somebody comes in with no shoes on, but they've got, I guess, the shirt.
He's barely wearing a shirt, it sounds like.
Yeah. But he's definitely not wearing shoes and he's barely wearing shorts, to be honest. He's barely wearing anything in my opinion, but let's just say, I don't even care if it was like full jeans and a suit jacket, no shoes on, What do you do? I've never seen it enforced. Does somebody go, excuse me, sir, you're a freaking nasty ass feeder here. You need to go find some shoes or you can't.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the manager, you know, basically the manager should come out to you and say, I'm sorry, sir. Do you have a pair of shoes with you? You could be, it's a kind of a health violation. We're not allowed to have somebody in the restaurant without wearing shoes. So, yeah, it seems like that's the way that it should get enforced. I haven't seen it enforced either, but I don't know if I've ever seen it infracted.
It grossed me out.
If that's the word.
Is it infracted?
Infringed.
You've never seen an infracted. Let's see, what do you call it? When you break a law,
it's an infraction.
Of the law.
But yeah. What's the past tense of?
Of infraction?
Of infraction.
Because infract would be to
it's
act, like, to do
it's
it.
It's not really a verb, is it?
No.
You can't really call it a...
Infraction.
He infracted.
Who is the infractor? Yeah, I don't know how you say it. But I was just annoyed, and it was gross. And he had gross feet, big knobby, hairy, knuckle-looking, nasty feet with, like, bumps on it and weird, outgrowths.
At any point did he, like... sit down in one of the chairs, kind of lean back and put his feet up on the table?
No. If that would have happened, I may have said something because that would have really gotten me out of the mood. But he's just walking around these nasty feet. And the whole time I'm thinking, dude, you're so disgusting. And I couldn't enjoy the rest of my meal because a feet boy over there. Mm. And they never said anything. So there was my lunch. I think I would have rather just had the Taco Bell. No, it was fine. Cubby's is great. I would eat there every day if I could.
Yeah.
And it's real good. So anyway, gross, go home is all I'm saying. Hey, guy with feet off or with his feet out, go home. Get some shoes. It's not even that hot today. Seriously, it's like 75 degrees. It's beautiful out. It's a little cloudy, in fact. It's not barefoot weather. And we don't
go
live
home, aging hipster. You're drunk.
Yeah, and we're not living in Venice Beach, dude. We're living in Salt Lake City. There's no body of water around here that justifies hipster beachwear, a-hole, middle-aged, midlife crisis man, feet, bare feet man.
Exactly.
Thank you.
What are you trying to prove? That you don't have a care in the world? Fine, we believe you.
Yeah, proof taken. I believe you.
Go back to your Subaru Legacy, get your socks and your shoes out, open up the little hatchback, sit down in the back little bumper area.
Yep.
And put on your socks, your black socks and your sandals, and you're welcome to come back into the restaurant.
Yeah, and pay your child support, you deadbeat. I've got all the stereotypes out.
Wow, there's...
Because you can tell this guy was just like, I don't want to be a lawyer anymore, and took his shoes off, and that was it. All right, let's do some news.
Radio today is different. Powerful networks span the nation from coast to coast. Shortwave radio girdles the globe.
Oh, it's the news brought to you by...
A handful of Cheerios.
That's what I had for breakfast.
Hey, I meant to tell you, we watched... what was it? It was a movie about about
drugs.
No, it was about
horse racing.
Parnell. It was about it was Trumbo. It was the Trumbo, the movie with Bryan Cranston.
Oh, how is that?
It's excellent.
I keep hearing that it's amazing. My daughter and I were gonna make a point of seeing it. And we just haven't done it.
And it's so well done, and it talks about that issue. It shows you that issue in such a way that it's like, God, you know, John Wayne was a real dick back then.
Oh, he was a huge dick. John Wayne was.
John but Wayne that whole thing, but every dick. Time they talk about Chairman Jay Parnell.
He's in that then. He's in that. Oh, cool.
Very prominently.
Oh, that's super cool.
Yeah, lots of Jay Parnell in that.
I'm going to watch that with Carter because she had to study him for school. They didn't do the movie, but they studied him for some film class she was in. And so she's interested in seeing that movie. How's Louis C.K. in it?
Oh, he's great. Yeah. God, Louis C.K. is excellent in it. Everybody. It's got... it's got Diane Lane as his wife. There was a couple other guys who are like in roles, prominent roles. There was the guy who I was trying to remember from before who was on Desperate Housewives and who was on these other shows. And I was trying to remember the actor. And now I can't remember his name again. But
Lou Gossett Jr. Lou Gossett Jr. Is that it?
No, not Lou Gossett Jr. And I'm not even going to try to remember his name.
Fred Savage. No? Okay.
Yeah, no. All right. But he's really, really good. It's good. It's.
I want to see it.
Yeah. And boy, Bryan Cranston takes on this this voice, this affectation that he just manages to do so well.
He's like, it's why I'm so excited about his Lyndon B. Johnson biopic that's coming to HBO at the end of the month. Mm-hmm. That looks really good. He looks like freaking Lyndon Johnson. So weird. And I love that whole JFK's assassinated, Johnson takes over, just loses his entire base during the Vietnam War. It is a fascinating period for me, so I'm real jazzed to see it. But Bryan Cranston just melting into another role is very exciting. Anyway, he's Dr. Whatley. He's getting naked while your teeth are getting worked on.
Why are my pants unzipped?
What's going on? All right, we got in the news. Let's start with a gossip piece, okay? You ready?
Okay.
Cameron Diaz reveals the mushy nickname she has for her husband, Benji Madden, and you'll never guess what it is.
Is this, were you reading Us Magazine? Was this headlined in Fuchsia?
It was on People!
Oh, People, okay.
People! Cameron right. Diaz is happier now than ever that she married a woman. What?
What? No, you're reading that wrong.
Cameron Diaz is happier now than...
The word A comes before the word married.
I got to stop drinking caffeine right before the show.
Wow, the dyslexia that launched a thousand...
yeah, let that rumor go around a few rounds. Okay, Cameron Diaz is happier than... Sorry, is happier than ever now that she's a married woman. And she's got the pet name for her husband to prove it. All right, now I'm back. The actress, age 43, appeared on the Ellen DeGeneres show. You know, Dory. She's Dory. You familiar with Ellen DeGeneres? She is
very familiar, yeah. Yeah, we're going to be finding Dory at some point this year, right? Yeah. Is that the deal?
Yeah, she's like a fish.
Yeah.
There's a, some sort of ocean
fish
thing.
With like a memory issue.
With there's whales and shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll be good. Actually, I'm really looking forward to it. I love the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, she appeared on Ellen DeGeneres on her show, not on her. Because that would upset, what's her name?
Portia de Rossi.
Portia de Rossi, yeah. Anyway, she was there Thursday. She said she believes her marriage to Benji Madden will help her lead a longer, healthier life. Quote, I do think that marriage, when you can grow with someone, is very important, she explained. Is she a robot? She's a robot or something.
Yeah.
Beep, boop, beep. I love my husband. His name is Benji.
Well-programmed sentence there. Okay. Yeah.
Diaz says that her relationship with Madden has helped a lot with her personal growth. You know, she's saying all this, but I have a prediction. You ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
2 years max and she's divorced. Just saying. Okay. Not trying to be Mr. Poopy on your parade, not trying to rain on your picnic.
Because it's a celebrity wedding and we all know the success rate of those.
Yeah, it's low.
Here's the thing though. I'm looking through everything you copied and pasted into our show notes. Mm-hmm. There's nothing in here about the mushy nickname that she has for her husband, Benji Madden.
Yeah, you're not wrong about that. So what I'm going to do... Ooh, there's video? I mean, ooh, there's video. now, what I mean to say is, hey, I've got video. Here, let me play... I'll play this. She says it right here. If it's the whole thing, I'm going to be irritated, but we'll see. Okay, it's loading. She looks like she's talking to that guy from Mad Men, but I think that's Ellen DeGeneres. Hold on, I can't tell. Yeah. Ellen DeGeneres looks a little bit like... who's the white-haired guy in Mad Men?
Roger Sterling.
Yeah, she looks like
John Slattery.
Yeah, John Slattery looking Ellen DeGeneres here. All right, it's not loading, so who cares? I'll tell you what it is. What's your favorite thing about Mary? They tied the knot. Okay, actress revealed. Okay, here it goes. Revealed a few nicknames she has for Madden. I hope she's married to John Madden in my own brain. My own brain, that's what's going on.
Hey, there's Cameron Diaz making her way from the kitchen over to the couch. You know, why am I starting to sound a little bit like Bill Cosby?
They're kind of similar in some ways. Anyway, it says, I call him a lot of names, she says. Mbruh is one of them.
Keep going.
Baby.
Whatever.
Bay. Hold on a second. Freaking hate that.
Hey, I'm going to have to put the headphones down for a second.
And then it goes to buh. Soon I'm just going,
It just gets shorter and shorter. It's baby to bay to buh.
The buh, then at the end. This is the shittiest story we've ever read. I'm moving on.
It really is.
That is not news, people. It's not. All right, here's one. Donald Trump is in trouble with the Rolling Stones.
Oh, no.
The top of this article on CNN.com says Donald Trump can't always get what he wants. song, you can't always get what you want. Get it?
Because right, yeah, that's another Rolling Stones song.
Somebody asked Wolf Blitzer for another joke. We need another headline. The Rolling Stones, or the Ruling Stones, are the latest band to ask Donald Trump, the presumptive Republican presidential nominee, to stop playing their music during his campaign events and rallies. Quote, the Rolling Stones have never given permission to Trump, the Trump campaign to use, this isn't them talking, to use their songs and have requested that they cease all use immediately, says the British band's publicist, Fran Curtis. Trump asked about it, meaning he was asked on CNBC on Thursday and says, I have no problem with that. I like Mick Jagger. Trump played a legendary band, Start Me Up, at his decisive win in the Indiana Republican primary and, they're not happy about it. So quit playing their music.
It's funny because based on what I've seen on the clips that they show on Lester Holt World News Tonight or whatever it is, it seems like the only thing I ever hear in those clips at a Trump rally when he's walking on stage and he's like waving at people and shaking hands is
is that what plays usually?
Yeah, it's a jock jams or whatever.
Are you ready for this?
Is that right?
Yeah, I don't know. It's the ones the one they played for all the Bulls games when they came out. Oh no, the Bulls was
it's too unlimited.
Yeah, Bulls was different. Well, anyway, quit using their music, I guess. They all do.
Yeah,
this,
go back to using Too Unlimited because they probably don't care.
Who did I Get By With a Little Help From My Friends? Who was that?
Well, it was originally the Beatles.
No, I mean, who had it at their, someone at like an inauguration or an announcement thing had that song and they got in trouble for that. Can't remember who it was. But do any of them actually ask for permission is what I'm getting at. Like, okay, when they, you remember when they did Eye of the Tiger when that weirdo Kim Davis came out with,
that's right.
And they were all mad because the song got used?
Yeah.
Do you think they ask anybody about it?
No, I think they just do it. It's just like, all right, got a rally. Let's play.
That's really weird.
Smooth Criminal by Michael Jackson. I'm sure nobody will mind.
Smooth Criminal. That's pretty good. You know, for Trump, if all these venereal disease things are true, you know what they ought to do? They ought to play Love in an Elevator. They should do that.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Or
Chlamydia in an Elevator.
Go See the Doctor by Cool Moe Dee.
That's right. You got warts on your unit. KFC has a new product they'd like you to be aware of. Not you. Not me and you, but other people.
Okay, somebody.
Ladies mostly, but I suppose dudes can wear these. We live in a time where this is okay. KFC, makers of chicken. They make the chicken.
Sure.
Or chicken-like products. They are now making a finger-licking good nail polish that actually tastes like chicken. Fried chicken on your finger all the time. You just lick your fingernail and it tastes like chicken. Yeah, I know. This is terrible. You already know I don't like finger-licking.
I know.
Now put it on a nail all day.
I certainly don't have a problem with it, but this I might. Yeah, this seems really like, I don't know, disgusting.
Yeah, I don't have a word for it. Look, when you're a kid, you're into like scratch and sniffs, or you're into like, did we have anything like it that was like something you could just sort of lick all day and it would taste like something? I'm trying to remember.
What do you mean, like an all day sucker? I mean, we have those, those lick-a-stick things that you dipped in the powder. Remember
right.
those?
Yeah, dip
fun
in
dip.
Fun dip.
Fun dip.
Fun dip? Yeah, fun dip. Fun dip was great. Are you kidding? Yeah. I attribute 98% of my cavities to fun dip. I think that's where I got all my gold
basically,
teeth.
You know, fun dip initially, I almost guarantee this. I think if you looked in the history of fun dip, at one point they didn't have the little candy white stick.
Yeah.
You would just stick your finger into each of the different powders. You'd lick your finger, put it in a different powder, and your powder would stick to the finger, and then you'd keep licking it.
Oh, I'm glad somebody stood up to that then and said, we live in a society.
Guarantee.
Don't put your finger in there. Ugh.
That's exactly how it originated.
Ugh, you're probably right. What is that? Is that your phone?
Oh, it's my phone. It's funny because it's my phone.
Yeah.
And, well, it'll make sense when we do app time.
Oh, all right. Now I'm intrigued.
Yeah, it'll make more sense later.
You can get the nail polish based on two KFC favorites. You can get original recipe or hot and spicy. No crispy. I don't know why that, you know, how would you do crispy? So here's what it says in the instructions. To use, consumers simply apply and dry like regular nail polish and then lick again and again and again. Do it again.
This is so foul.
Lick my finger again.
So we, with this whole cord cutting thing, Tina and I now have all this myriad that we had no idea existed of all of these local HD channels.
Oh, there's a ton. Yeah. All the like 5.2, 3s and 4s and all that.
Right.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, there's a couple that show nothing but like 1960s and 70s shows. We watch a little bit of Johnny Carson with Charles Nelson Reilly on it.
Oh my gosh, that's great.
Night. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
But they also have commercials that I guess for whatever reason never make it onto regular cable.
Yeah.
And there was a commercial for a nail polish that is apparently just for extremely lazy people. You basically put your hand down flat, all five fingers, on like a sheet of paper, wax paper, and then this nail polish is spray paint, and you just basically go
on your fingers.
Oh, right across all your fingers.
It's like a template though, so that only the nails are exposed, right?
No. They're on top of the piece of paper.
Oh, weird.
So you're spraying the crap out of your fingers as well. And then you go and you run it underwater and all the stuff that's on skin comes right off.
But on the nails, they stay.
On the nails, they stay. And Tina, like, this is like the lazy, like, of course they have to show the, how many times has this happened to you with, where it's like the black and white stupidest person in the world trying to apply nail polish. They've got it like on their eye and it's on the walls. And
I freaking love it. Like the car
shirt,
like this lady.
Where did I park my car?
And it's like that lady.
Exactly. Oh.
Yeah, she's like lost her keys or they're fumbling around with food. Do you remember how hard it was to make a dinner?
Exactly. We just could not believe how.
I love it. I love that that exists at all. They're servicing a
super lazy, like brushing the paint on my nails is such a chore. I'm just going to go right across and then wash the paint off my fingers.
It seems less convenient because you're going to overspray on some table by accident. You didn't realize the fan was blowing and now it's on the cabinet right behind you, or it got on your clothes. Like, just get out the brush and do it.
Exactly.
That's a product you don't freaking need. Lame. Anyway, yes. I do appreciate those things. And I also appreciate an era in human life where it seemed to somebody to make sense to have Charles Nelson Reilly come on the TV. What I mean by this is, imagine today, Brian, 2016, the year is 2016.
Right.
And let's say Charles Nelson Reilly's a young 32-year-old guy that does movies and TV. You're not having him on anything. He doesn't exist in a modern day, does he?
I don't know what was his initial claim to fame before he started appearing on every single Match Game? And
I, as far as I knew, it was only that. Like, I never knew anything else. So maybe I'm out of it and he was in all the best movies ever made back in the 50s and I just never knew. But
right.
Charles Nelson Reilly with his all, I can't do his voice.
Yeah. And I know, of course, you know, there's the Weird Al Yankovic stuff all about CNR and he's great. And of course, the X-Files. Great episode of the X-Files with Charles Nelson Reilly. But
look into that. Here we go. Wikipedia says this.
He was on The Ghost and Mrs. Muir.
On television, he did a bunch of Broadway. Okay, that's cool. Let's see. Magician stuff, Dean Martin show, Ghost and Mrs. Muir, like you said, Hope Lang, Dolly Broadway something, Laugh In, Here's Lucy, a bunch of guest stuff, McMillan and Wife.
he apparently was on Johnny Carson more than 100 times. So apparently, he lived within blocks of the Burbank studios where it was taped. So basically, if somebody didn't show up, they just call Charles Nelson Reilly and he just come on over.
That's amazing.
I love that. All right, that is fantastic.
When did he die? He died...
2007.
Yeah. And wasn't he in, who am I thinking of that plays the dinosaur in Toy Story? It's not him.
No, you're thinking of,
Wallace Shawn's who I'm thinking
Wallace
of.
Wallace Shawn. Yeah.
Okay. So
Nervous Rex.
So right. He died in, when did he die here? Personal life. Died.
Wallace Shawn is still alive.
No. I mean this guy.
Okay. Charles Nelson Reilly, 2007.
Yeah. All right. Well, there he is.
It's inconceivable that he'd still be alive.
Yeah. Wallace Shawn, he's here for a while. He's in his 60s. He'll be okay.
Yeah. We lost Hey Vern guy. We lost.
Oh, yeah.
Slinky Dog.
Slinky Dog played by. Hey Vern.
Mike Jones.
Ernest Goes to Jail.
Larry Gamulka.
No, it's working on me now.
David von Furstenberg.
All right, fair enough. It does ruin what you're saying. You really can't think of it. It's so weird how that
Jim
does
Varney.
It. Jim Varney. Gosh dang it. I love Jim Varney. All right.
See, this is a great, this is our next thing for Frog Pants All-Stars. I know I say that all the time, but it's going to be try to come up with a name while I shout other names directly at you.
No, I tell them I have tons of empathy until I do it again. Finally, addicts, drug addicts everywhere are using a whole new way to get their fix. And you're going to love what this is. Addicts are using the diarrhea drug Imodium to get high.
Really?
Yep. I went to go fix my diarrhea and then I got high. Is that how the song goes? searching for an alternative to opioid painkillers such as OxyContin and Vicodin, some addicts are now turning to the
I was going to get the squirts, but then I got high. Ooh, I was going to mess up my shirt, and then I got high.
It's a much better version. Why doesn't someone make that, and why isn't that on YouTube already? I don't understand. Anyway, researchers are saying the abuse of Imodium, which its key ingredient, iopiramide, I think is how you say it, is a growing problem in the United States, according to researchers. People looking for either self-treatment of opioid withdrawal symptoms or euphoria over overdosing on loperamide, or however you say it, with sometimes deadly consequences, says the author of the study, William Eggleston. He was a great Doctor Who. Really enjoyed him on there. He says therapeutic doses of this stuff are okay, but it's dangerous in high doses. Team published the findings and the case reports involving two patients in the April 29th online edition of The Journal. Two individuals each took massive doses of that stuff, both overdosed, even though they received emergency treatment. Says it's a dangerous trend.
Oh, God. They both died, though.
Oh, yeah. They OD'd big time. So what they're doing is you get it over the counter, and then I think they're breaking it down somehow, so they're mostly getting the thing they want and not. Wow. It's not so it's not like, I feel so high and I'll never poo again. I don't think it's that like that. I could be wrong, but I don't think it quite goes like that.
Jeez.
Anyway, people, stop it. This will end up having to be not over the counter again. And if grandma needs, you know, grandma's got the squirts. Oh,
she's going to have to go get a prescription for Imodium. Great. Yeah, that's
terrible.
Yeah.
Kind of like with, isn't this true of, what is it? What's that antihistamine that everybody buys in the...
Sudafed,
right. So now you can't get Sudafed...
Over the counter. Over the counter.
You don't need a prescription, but they have to... What do they have to do? There's something they have to do now, but it's not prescription.
Oh, yeah, no. They have to go to the pharmacy counter and ask for it.
That's what it is. Yeah, and that helps them.
Buy it in the aisle.
So if you look like some kind of junkie, they won't give it to you. And if you look
behind
like,
a locked door, just like spray paint.
Yeah. Or Tom Cruise. All right.
What?
That's, I don't know. He won't come out of the closet. What are we doing here? This is it. We're done. Oh, no, we're not done. We're taking a break. Music break. When we come back, app time, Twitter questions, bunch of that stuff. It's PM edition, of course. And Brian brought music. What do you got?
Sure. This one goes out to Dan from Chicago. He says, hey, Brian and Scott, my dad passed away in April and I miss him so much. Some of my best memories with him were at our summer home on Bass Lake in Indiana. When I was a kid, almost every weekend during the summer, we'd make the 2-hour drive from Chicago with a Def Leppard tape playing the whole way. When you lose somebody so close, you struggle with trying to pay proper tribute to their life. I'll probably be working at it for years to come, but for today, hopefully this song will do. Love you, Dad. Signed, Dan from Chicago. So sorry about your loss, Dan. And, boy, I do not even know, you know, how to approach this. We'll play the song and hopefully that helps get you through in some small way. This is a cover of, Def Leppard's Bring It On the Heartbreak, performed by bluegrass band, Cornbread Red. Excuse me. Easy to say, easy for me to say, right? Here is Cornbread Red. I'm just going to stop. Play the damn song. Bring it on the heartbreak.
All right, here it is. We'll be back in a minute. Stay tuned.
Just a mystery, always running wild like a child without a home. You're always searching for a feeling that's easy come and easy go. Oh, I'm sorry, but it's true. You're bringing on the heartbreak, taking all the best of me. Can't you see, you got the best of me? Oh, can't you see, you're bringing on the heartbreak. Bringing on the heartache. Bringing on the heartbreak. Bringing on the heartache. See. You're such a secret, misty-eyed, shady lady, how you hold the key. Oh, you're like a candle, your flame slowly fading, burning out and burning me. Can't you see? Just try and say to you, you're bringing on the heartbreak, taking all the best of me. Oh, can't you see? You got the best of me. Oh, can't you see? You're bringing on the heartbreak. Bringing on the heartache. Bringing on the heartbreak. Bringing on the heartache. Can't you see? Bringing on the heartbreak. Bringing on the heartache. Bringing on the heartbreak. Bringing on the heartache. Bringing on the heartbreak. Bringing on the heartache.
Breaking news.
Yes.
This just happened an hour ago in New York City. Donald J. Trump on the internet, on the Twitter, actual mm-hmm. Donald Trump.
Oh, took, is this the taco salad?
Took a picture of him in front of a taco salad and said, Happy Cinco de Mayo. The best taco bowls are made in Trump Tower Grill. I love Hispanics. I cannot
the best
believe.
Part is, yeah, I love Hispanics.
I yeah. cannot believe you delegates put this shit show in the runner top spot. What are we doing? What are we doing?
Right.
The best taco bowls are made in Trump Tower Grill. I love Hispanics. Okay, two things. I'm pretty sure taco bowls are a weird American thing that we do.
Yeah, yeah. That's not. That's like the beef mixy melt. That's yeah. not something that originated in the south of it's like the actual border.
It's like a gordito, right? We made right. that up. That shit is made up. Same with it's like getting all excited about Japan or about China because of what do you call them? The fortune cookies, even though a right. Japanese guy made them here. Right. So all I'm saying is that's dumb on its own level. Then after that go and pander like that. I love Hispanics. No, you don't. You don't. You're eating it. I cannot believe it. I can't believe we're doing this with him. All right. What are we doing now, Brian? I know. Let's do something fun. Forget that guy.
Yeah.
F that guy.
F that guy.
Let's do one of these. Hold on. I'm going to pull it up here. Where do I put it? Okay, there it is. Let's play this song right here. I like it a lot. Let's get us excited.
Amp Slappy.
Oh, that fantastic little riff created by Eric Van Skyhawk can only mean one thing, and it's time for the app review of the week. Normally we have Garrett here for esports, but he is down doing an esports thing.
Right.
In Texas. He's at the... DreamHack competition. Good times down there.
Sounds good. Sounds fun. Sorry, Mitsula tweet just caught my eye. It says, does anyone know who makes the best taco bowls in Vegas? I want to show my support for the Hispanic community.
You know what? You know,
following
just,
Mitsula,
he just said it the best. He just said Twitter. It the best.
He should be writing for Kimmel or... somebody he's amazing on Twitter. You should follow Mitzula on Twitter.
Yeah. Neth says taco bowls are the abomination unto Jesus.
Oh
says.
Yeah. And probably one of the worst things calorie wise you can eat because those tortillas just soak up the, the oil. And so you think you're eating healthy. I'm eating a salad, but really you're eating like, you know, like five tacos worth of.
Yeah, you're eating the world's biggest fried food.
Right.
It's exactly. So dumb to me. What's this? Someone pants fan sent something here. Donald Trump is eating taco salad on top of a bikini clad photo of his ex-wife, Marla Maples. What? He is.
Oh, wow. This is quite the expose. Yeah, that's funny. Well, it looks like it's a magazine that happens to be open.
But it's open to her? Come on, man.
Right. I also like that he has a, this whole thing is like all.
I don't even know what to say about that. That is so funny to me.
I like that somebody Zapruder filmed that a little bit out. That is fantastic.
All right. Then somebody else said, is that her standing on a boat that's with the boats made of pirate Ted Cruz, and then there's like one of those pirate heads sticking out of the front of the boat, and he looks like Ted Cruz.
Holy cow. Oh, fantastic.
All right. That's really great. Where are we now? I don't remember what I was doing. App time. That's right. Okay. So we're going to talk about apps that we're using right now that we're into, that we like, that we think are worth talking about. Brian, why don't you start? What do you got?
Sure. All right. Well, so I'm a fan of the comedian Chelsea Handler. I think she's got that really good blend of both wit and snark. I think it's I think she's got a, you know, she's very funny.
Right. I agree.
In that regard. And she's got a new show coming out next week too that I can't wait to check it out. It's gonna be on Netflix. Mm. In the meantime though, she's developed an app. She's dipped her toe into the app development space, right?
Shocking.
With an app called Gotta Go.
All right.
And what you do, this basically, you set this app up to get you out of stuff that you don't want to have to deal with. So if you have to have lunch with your parents and but you kind of want to get out of it without really having something else planned that you need to get out of it with, you can actually use this this tool to not only send a text, but also to even call you. And you've got full control over what this app does. So for example, let's see. Send text or one call. Oh, no, I just want one call. There we go. Activate.
Okay.
All right. So I've set this up and I'll do a little talking about it while it's going here. But I've got you create a fake account in your contacts, and that contact will call you at a predetermined time that you set. Really, really cool.
So to get you out of a meeting or something.
To get you out of a meeting. Right, exactly. And you dictate what the texts say so that just in case you want to have your phone sitting up between you and the person next to you so that they can see that a text comes in and says, oh my God, my server is down. I can't log in and I'm getting error messages. Could you help me now? Oh. Then you can pick this thing up and escape right away.
I need this so bad. I'm going to my in-laws this weekend. I'm getting it.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And you can also set like a bunch of repeating ones so that you just immediately have a quick go-to so you can excuse yourself, go to the bathroom, and then have this thing set to like call you in 5 minutes. Mm. In 10 seconds here, we'll have the one from Curly that I set up here. When I set it up earlier, I mispredicted the time we'd be starting the App Slappy segment. So it should come up here. So there's the text, right? It says, Spot is missing. Can you help me find him?
Okay.
But then I also should.
Your poor fictitious dog.
My poor fictitious dog, Spot.
Yeah. And does it do a phone call too then?
It can. Yeah. I thought I set this one up for a phone call. Maybe I didn't.
That would be pretty cool.
You can. And what's cool is it comes up showing your, showing that contact's photo, whatever photo you assign for that contact, whatever name you assign. It's really, really cool. So it's called Gotta Go. It's free on the iOS App Store. I don't know if it's on Android. Again, one of these things I always should check before I just come on here and talk about an app. I think it's on Android as well.
While you're doing that, somebody unfollowed me because I posted the picture of Trump eating a taco salad.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, here you go. So there you go. There's my call. coming from Curly Jones.
Nice. Who
apparently is a...
Is a dog.
It's a dog.
Okay, I'm getting this app. Say, I'm so getting this app. I need this app.
And here's the cool thing.
What?
She's giving you...
So there's a fake call.
You out. It's Chelsea Handler, like, basically giving you...
And say, okay, yeah, I'm on my way. Now you've committed. So look across to the person that you're talking to and say, I am so sorry. I gotta go.
My favorite part...
So the call...
My favorite part of that was that you put the ear part on the mic. That was my favorite part. When we first couldn't hear it, you went like this.
Well, I did. I put the ear part, and then I switched over to speakerphone, and then I...
Right, but even oh, I see. Oh, because you hadn't switched it on speakerphone.
I hadn't switched it to speakerphone. Yeah, never mind. At that point, I'm like, oh, it'll sound better if I do speakerphone. Yeah. But yeah, so not only does she give you the phone call that gets you out of it, if you listen, she's actually giving you hints like, all right, now wait a few seconds and go, what? All surprise? Greatest app ever.
That's pretty great.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to get my hands on that.
And it looks like it is not available on Android, but there apparently are similar Android apps.
Yeah, there was a fake call thing from way back, like back in the iPhone 3 days and even beyond, 3GS days, where it was the same kind of thing. You'd get a fake ring call that you could set a timer on, but it was never from a real contact, and it never had this voice thing you're talking about. So this is better. You've one-upped them.
Yeah, this is...
I'm impressed. All right. Well, since Brian talked about something that's very utilitarian, I'm going to talk about a video game.
Please tell me it's the one you tweeted about earlier, because I could not find this.
I will, and it is, in fact. So I'm glad you said that. I have a game called Uncharted. Hold on.
I searched for this on the App Store, and I couldn't find it.
I'm in the wrong place. Hold on a second. I'm trying to find the main menu. Uncharted. Wait. No, that's not it. Oh, gosh, dang it. Here, you know what? It's hard because the icon doesn't show the full name. Here it is.
Right.
Uncharted Fortune Hunter. That's what it's called.
Okay. All right.
Uncharted Fortune Hunter, Sony released game. It's out now on iOS. I don't know about Android. I assume probably it is, given that this is kind of a big release.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a game of, I don't know what to compare this to. So it's, you know, the Lara Croft Go and the Hitman Go games?
Yeah.
There is a taste of that, but it's not the same as that.
It looked like it from the tweet you sent. Like the graphics looked a lot like the like Lara Croft and Hitman.
They're a bit like that, but it's more like the puzzles are a solvable grid and less of a world you're sort of traveling through.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And your goal is always to get the treasure at the end of it and figure out what switches to flip and try to decode these symbols that show up that'll kind of help you solve it. There's some little cheat coins you can use if you want to. But basically, you just sort of run Nathan Drake around and try to solve these levels and get the treasure. And it's awesome. I usually hate game tie-ins. And actually, it's funny I mentioned those other two. They're fantastic. Lara Croft Go and Hitman Go are great. Like, really good games. They kind of break the mold.
They're fantastic.
They're not just some shitty off, like, crappy mobile connection to a movie or another bigger game. And that's what I was worried about here, that's what that would be. And it's not. It's really actually quite good. And it's not just another Endless Runner ripoff or another Angry Birds ripoff or, you know, all the easy go-tos for these,
of course,
these games.
Yeah.
This is...
It's actually something...
It's really cool. And it's super stylized. And even though it's Nathan Drake, and you can tell by looking at his face, you're like, oh, that's Nathan Drake. He's way more like cartoony in this, and it just has a nice vibe to it, and I totally dig it. So play it here. I got a little audio. I'm about to give you some of that here. Hold on, bring it on up, Drake. Oh, I got a treasure from Sully. Gave me a treasure. Oh, I don't have any coins yet, so I'm gonna go to the map. All right, here's the map.
Sully, there's a snake on the plane.
All right, here's a map. We're gonna go to this area. Why did it have to be snakes? So there he is. You can run him around. Him running. You push this little button here.
Oh my God, are you hard of hearing?
And it's right on the mic.
Okay,
I had it right on the mic. Anyway, you can kind of see it there. It's like little grid.
Oh, yeah,
it's awesome.
It looks so cool.
Yeah, I need people to play it because I'm surprised how good it turned out, and I didn't even know it was coming out. So
it's taking a while to download, but
I think they got
check it out as soon as
they got hit today with something. Everybody's saying that the App Store is like gotten bogged and they don't know if it's because of this or some other big release or something. So
currently, by the way, up on my PlayStation, I'm downloading the beta of Overwatch because I pre-purchased both the PC edition and the PS4 edition.
Yeah.
And so I'm downloading that. I can't wait to see how that thing plays on a console.
Yeah, you have to report. I talked to Terpster, who played a ton of it on there, mm-hmm. and he says it plays like you hope it would. It plays like a really well-made console shooter.
Oh, cool. Good.
He says you don't quite have that feeling of whipping around as fast because, you know, yeah. the controls and stuff. So there's, mm-hmm. But that's always been an issue with PC to console shooter changes. But right. But he says for it being on the platform, it plays to its strengths and plays really well. So doesn't surprise me. I've actually played it with a controller on the PC version, and that should in theory be the same.
Right.
Yeah, you would never do that for real. You just get your ass handed to you in a package. Right. But anyway.
Yeah, because when you're playing on the console, you're playing against other console players. So.
Correct. Yeah, now the only downside of this Overwatch release, which happens on the 24th, and right now is an open beta. Like you were saying, you're getting it on console and PC. Everybody can go play for free right now. They're balanced mm-hmm. load testing. The only complaint I have is, wouldn't it be cool if Blizzard had some kind of cool mobile tie-in for that game? I don't know what it would be, but, you know, give me a turn-based strategy roguelike with three or four of the characters from Overwatch, and you've got me, man. Mm-hmm. Like, I wish they were doing that, but they don't do that stuff as much. Anyway, it's good. It's great. Go get it. Nathan Drake, yeah. Fortune Hunter. It's fantastic. In fact, cool. I would argue it's better than all the Vita portable Uncharted games combined, which were never that great. Although no. the new game's getting all kinds of buzz for 4. Uncharted 4 reviews. Let's go look at them real quick. Uncharted 4, Thief's End, PlayStation 4, bunch of reviews in. Sitting nicely at right around 95%. That's some sweet business.
Solid reviews.
Yeah. These are mostly European game sites so far, but I trust the Europeans. They know what's up.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah. 76 critics all like it. We're at 94 out of 100. That's really, really strong. Anyway, looking forward to that. All right, that's all I got there. Let's you and I now take a wander over to this part of the room. You can tell I'm stalling here a little bit. Here we go.
That guy on Twitter lied.
Want to go bird hunting this weekend?
Good news tweet.
I did
and
backwards.
You can always follow me on Twitter.
I did backwards, everybody. It was backwards.
Whoa. Messed us all up.
We got your Twitter questions. Ask TMS is the hashtag. Use it every week, and we'll answer them right here on the PM edition of the show. Let's start this week with... Hold on. It's coming up. Here we go. Here's a tip for everybody. If you're having another conversation with people on Twitter... Don't reply with the Ask TMS hashtag.
So the people have to go back and read all of the other responses.
I don't have any context for this one, so I'm not going to read that one. All right, here's one. Sure. You're given the opportunity to leave real life and live in a gaming universe. Which ones do you pick? We've done this before, I feel like. Haven't we done?
We've talked about like which world in Warcraft we'd want to live in for real trying to remember what else
worlds and movie worlds and stuff. I don't know for now I'm gonna say Overwatch because I really like that world. Like,
it is really cool. It seems rad. Dangerous though.
It's got robots, lots of robots in it. Nika Stone asks, what's the best way to show someone they mean the world to you when they live thousands of miles away? I got one. Show up out of nowhere off a plane and blow their mind.
Yeah,
that's how you show them.
It can backfire though.
Why? How come? Oh, because you don't really want them there?
Yeah.
I feel like I've seen this.
Make sure that you know that you're going to be welcome there, but don't tell them you're coming. But make sure that it's somebody you know who would be, welcome. Dedicating a song to them on a popular podcast is another way.
That's a good way to do it. It doesn't cost you anything to do that.
Right.
Or, I don't know. It's hard. Send them stuff, I guess. I don't know. I don't know what you do. I'm terrible at gifts. So I'm the worst person to ask. I'm so bad. Seriously, it's Mother's Day this weekend. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. What am I doing?
Yeah.
My wife or my mom. I don't know.
Me neither. I've asked Tina.
I mean, okay. So Kim already has plans for her and her sister to kind of escape and get away from everything for a couple of days. That's all happening. That happens every year. It's like their tradition. And she always says, oh, this is all I want. Don't worry about it. I'm good. But I know deep down I should be getting something.
Yep.
But then I think, well, wait, she's not my mom. Kids, kick it up a notch. But then I don't have anything for my mom.
You're supposed to be coaching them too on what they need to be doing.
Society forcing these things down my throat like Star Wars Day. All right, next up. I'm just kidding. I like Star Wars Day. Don't get me wrong, people.
I know.
Hey, Coverville, says Gary Fisher. Can you recap the dates of the Vegas meetup? Missed them this morning. I'm Gary Fisher. I work at Lantronics, and I have a question. I'm the land guy.
All right. I'm Gary Fisher. I don't know if you know me. I've been working Lantronics. All right.
So it will, once again, so it's going to be Thursday, June 9th, the IBIT Experience in Las Vegas. It's just going to be a meetup. We're going to go hit some bars, hit some of my favorite places in Vegas, maybe some places that are off the beaten path.
Are you going to be like a mother goose with a bunch of little gooselings behind you? That's what I don't want.
I don't want it to be like that. I want it to be like a
chorus line.
Like a chorus line. I want it to be one singular sensation. Right, exactly what I want
kicking
it to be.
Your way down. Yeah, brilliant. Fremont, you guys all in one line, holding arms, kicking up at the same time. Brilliant.
Was that a spider? Can somebody who was watching the video, somebody tell me if that was a spider that was on my head that I just kind of brushed off?
Holy shite, really?
Yeah.
What's the timestamp? I'm going to go back and look. Hold on, I can't stop the video yet, but it's at 50
minutes
in.
Don't stop the video, yeah.
Yeah, don't stop the
signal.
Actually,
if you probably logged, well, I was going to say, if you would have logged in to look at the Twitch stream, the delay might have actually been...
Now that it's Diamond Club, it's faster, so I can't see it.
Oh, really? Okay. All right, anyway.
Somebody confirm. That's amazing.
Thursday, June 9th. More details to come as far as like where we'll meet and stuff like that. But what we'll probably do is meet somewhere like Aria or Cosmopolitan and then make our way south to end up at Foundation Room at Mandalay Bay. But we'll figure it all out.
Spider head. Brian had a spider head.
I know. It's like good.
That's scary. I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't either.
Why'd you like getting that in your grilled cheese? All right, here's one. Hopefully that helped you, Gary. Land guy. Works at Lantronics. Peter Fisher says, so Scott Johnson, are you saying you wouldn't go to a Hobbit restaurant because you know most don't wear shoes? Oh, because the shoe guy.
Everybody there would be barefoot.
Yeah, that's the opposite. See, they would say no shirt.
Yeah, shirt, shoes, no service.
Or shirt, no service. No shirt, no service, shoes, service. Right. Something like that. You don't want to be shirtless, but you can have no shoes.
But if that would be the case, then Scott probably would be a hobbit as well. He wouldn't be like a human that's living with a bunch of hobbits, right?
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah, they don't allow that. I arrive precisely when I mean to. All right, here's one. Joe Mastrianiano, Ani, says... How can you tell when you've eaten too much all-you-can-eat sushi?
Mm.
I know after about two rolls and I'm good. If I eat more than that, and I often do, I feel like a bloated rice pig for the rest of the
day. Really? So you do more than just, I mean, you don't do like the sashimi or?
I never do any of that stuff. It's all rolls and like, what's the other word? There's another word.
Maki.
Maki. I do a lot of that.
Yep.
But I never do like the little bring me the. They always look like bugs to me. Don't bring me any bugs. I just want like a big roll. Cut a bunch of pieces into a roll. Boom, there's your sushi.
Wait. What looks like bugs?
Like a sashimi, like single serving little bug shit looking thing.
It should look like a slab of fish.
It just looks like a roach or something sitting on there, perched on there, like a little roach. Like the what's his name Love Sushi or whatever that movie was. What was that called?
Yeah, Jiro Dreams of Sushi.
Yeah, everything he made looked like a big old bug to me.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, I'm sure it's all good. I'm sure it's tasty. But then also that stuff's like, that'll be $20 for one of those. Like, F that. Give me a roll. Give me a California roll times three. I'm good. I'm not talking about bad sushi.
You're not even eating sushi, Scott.
I occasionally will dabble in the weird ones, but it's usually like if Kim's like, what do you think of this? I'm like, oh, if it doesn't come in a roll, I don't want it. So we'll always get the roll stuff. Sometimes fancy rolls. Like I think there's one called the fancy roll.
Yeah. All right.
I like a Vegas roll, for example.
All right. I'll allow it.
I'm an American besmirching. It's like the taco bowl at Trump Towers today.
I mean, you know, the nigiri and the sashimi are what's traditionally called sushi, but the rolls are good. I always get like a mix. I get the sashimi and a roll or two, but
they never give you.
I can't imagine
of your
just
money.
Doing rolls. Oh my gosh, tuna, especially the white tuna.
Yeah, well,
it's really so damn good.
Yeah, it's all right. They don't give you enough for the money. It doesn't feel like it's worth the pain. Here's one. Let's see. We'll do one more. We got time for one more. That's interesting. Okay, he asks, I don't know, maybe you know what this is. This is Michael says to Brian, are you able to play covers from the BBC Radio 1 Live Lounge? I don't even know what that is.
Well, the ones that have been officially released. I actually get those from a guy at the BBC who Well, I used to anyway. Mm. I used to send those over. I don't know. The last couple I think I've bought myself. But the ones that are just on YouTube that have not been released on disc, I can't put those on my ASCAP BMI CSAC forms. So
Yeah, maybe it's true.
They're harder for me to report on.
Unless they're playing some of the same music, then yeah.
Right. Tricky. Yeah. I mean, 90% of those are already on YouTube anyway, so it seems like it should be okay. But
yeah,
it's tricky.
Easiest question to answer here is Scott Lee's asked, Jaina, Tracer, or Pink Ranger? Jaina. It's totally Jaina.
Tracer for me.
I don't know. Tracer's a spaz. She's like, blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah. And you're talking in Heroes, right?
Yeah. Well, no.
I haven't played her in Heroes.
Well, I mean just in general because there's no Pink Ranger in there.
Well, yeah. No, and I haven't played Jaina in...
I just think this guy wants to know what digital girlfriend should he long after? And I would
say, is this a marry, date, kill kind of situation?
Kind of like one of those deals. We're enabling this poor guy. Ask TMS is the hashtag. Use it liberally. Send us messages all week, especially on Thursdays. We'll answer them on this, the PM edition of the show. Thank you guys for participating in that. That's going to be it. Big thanks to AlphaGeekRadio.com for simulcasting the show and Scott Fletcher for his fantastic voice work. As always, we don't thank him enough, so I like to do it once in a while. That's going to do it. Frogpants.com/TMS. TheMorningStream@gmail.com is the email address. And leave us a voicemail, 801-471-0462. Find us on Twitter, Coverville, Scott Johnson, and Morning Stream. Let's play a song to leave.
Okay. This one right here. This one I'm holding in my hand that's going out to Matthew. Says, good morning, Haggis and Neeps. On the 7th of May, I will finally marry my beautiful fiance, Caroline. I would like to request a song that goes out to her. She has stood by me through all life has to throw at us, and I'm looking forward to sharing with the world just what she means to me. Mm. I would love to have been able to invite all the amazing Frog Pants community to join us in our big day and enjoy a wedding breakfast of chicken, bacon, but hold the ranch. But as this is not possible, maybe Scott can give them a little taste.
Ah, damn it. I was thinking out of the woods. All right.
The tender crisp bacon cheddar ranch.
There you go.
There, Boats and Hose, yo.
Whoa.
Please, no covers of Sweet Caroline. She's banned this as it's been sung to her all of her life, so she's not a fan.
We could do that.
No
part.
Problem.
All right.
How about this was another request, Mansion on the Hill. This was originally done by Bruce Springsteen, performed here by request from Matthew by the band Wilt. You'll find this on their CD single for Open Arms, disc one of their CD single. It's Wilt and Mansion on the Hill.
All right, here it is. We'll be back Monday. Thanks, everybody, for being here. Come on back then.
There's a place out on the edge of town, sir, rising above the factories and the fields. Now ever since I was a child, I can remember the mansion on the hill. In the day you can't see the children, I'm not afraid to
show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.
Yeah.
Was that Patrick?
Yeah.